As we just heard, President Bush has given his strong support to legislation pending in the Senate that would ban all forms of human cloning. Joining me now to discuss the scientific implications of the president's position is NPR's Joe Palca. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks, John.
Joe, can we start by reviewing the difference between what's being called therapeutic cloning and reproductive cloning?
Well, the names are pretty helpful. Reproductive cloning basically means creating a cloned embryo for the purpose of implanting it into a woman and having a baby. And the people who are interested in doing this see this as another reproductive technology, just like in vitro fertilization or test tube babies. On the other hand, there's this thing that people are calling therapeutic cloning, which is to create a cloned human embryo, but not to let it grow to implant it into a woman, but instead to use it to derive stem cells. And as we've heard over the last few years, human embryonic stem cells have great potential for treating human diseases.
Well, let's talk about reproductive cloning first. What's the status of that technology? There have been reports recently that this Italian doctor has succeeded in getting a woman pregnant with a cloned embryo.
Yes. Severino Antinori said at a meeting in Abu Dhabi that he was there was a woman who was 8 weeks pregnant who was part of a cloning experiment. When I called his office in Rome to confirm this, his assistant said he was too busy to talk to me and didn't have time to answer any questions. Antinori has been working with a U.S. doctor named Panos Zavos, they've now severed their relationship. Dr. Zavos is skeptical of Dr. Antinori's claims. I talked with Dr. Zavos earlier today, and he says he's still planning to go ahead with his intention to clone human beings, but that's supposed to start up later this year in another country, perhaps as soon as August. But these are just possibilities at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Where do we stand with this other kind of cloning, the so-called therapeutic cloning?
Well, we're at the very beginning. I mean, there is a company that the president referred to in his speech today called Advanced Cell Technology. I talked to the president of the company today, and he said, we still see great potential in this work. We think that stem cells derived from cloned human embryos will be very useful in treating diseases. Of course, he'd have to stop the work if this legislation passed because it would be illegal.
The president says all forms of cloning should be banned, even therapeutic cloning, because it's unethical to take a life to save a life. On the other hand, a group of 40 Nobel laureates have just signed a letter saying that research cloning should be allowed to proceed. So what's their argument?
Well, this gets at the very complicated issue of, when does life begin? It's been very contentious. But if you believe that once an embryo has been created, it's a person and deserves all the protection that a human being, a full person, deserves, then you would be killing a life if you did anything that would destroy that embryo. And in deriving stem cells, which are the things that people think could be used for therapy, you would have to destroy the embryo.
Right.
On the other hand, many scientists and many non-scientists believe that a clump of cells that's not been implanted in a woman and never intended to be implanted in a woman isn't a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, it is ethical to use those cells for research. I just point out that this country is not completely, there are already cases where several cells that are embryos are discarded, and that's for couples that have in vitro fertilization then decide they don't, they've made more embryos than they need, and it's not illegal to discard those. That's not murder in this country. So there is at least a legal and ethical position of being allowed to use embryos or discard them if you don't want to use them.
If all cloning is banned, could scientists get stem cells from some other sources?
Well, yes. The president has already allowed a certain number of embryonic stem cell lines to be created, but he said he won't allow any more to be created. And if they are to be created, it would have to be done privately or in another country.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome, John.
NPR's Joe Palca.